This is the OBX Fishcast. I'm Jody O'Donnell. We release each Fishcast on Friday. Give it a listen. Tell your friends about it. We'll start our Fishcast with Captain Marty Brill. He's ready a fish report with us. Also, we'll hear from Oregon Inlet Fishing Center, Juan Cheese Marina, and our Tips with Tony segment, WalkingAngler.com's Tony Lombardi. We'll discuss some things that perhaps a newcomer to surf fishing on the Outer Banks should know, but we can also use the discussion as a refresher on our fishing knowledge. Let's go to Captain Marty. Marty, what was going on in the world of fishing?
Had good fishing yesterday. We ended up seeing some, you know, catches of 6, 7, 8 yellowfin tuna to the boats that were fishing for tuna in the Oregon Inlet fleet, to everybody that went under the Bonner Bridge. We also had fair catches of dolphin. It seemed like you either had dolphin or you had tuna. The one thing that we're not seeing that I'd like to be seeing more of is the billfish. But the boat builders tournament coming up next week, we're going to get a fleet out there looking for them, and I think we'll see some improvements there. Down in Hatteras is the same thing that everybody else is dealing with. You pick away at a few tunas, and you try to mix in a few bail or dolphin with it, and then you always have the option of bottom fishing. And that's becoming more and more popular. Some guys are just focusing on the bottom fishing, catching mostly tilefish, triggerfish, and sea bass. Down to Ocracoke, I didn't hear of swordfish yesterday, but they've been clipping along down there and catching, averaging about one every couple of days. Closer to the beach, it sure has been a great year for Spanish mackerel. The charter boats that are fishing along the beach, these are kid pleasers, great eating, good numbers. And that goes from Ocracoke all the way to Rudy Inlet. Up there, I'm looking at the boats, Rudy Tours, Rudy Inlet, Dave Wright, and others up there just mommicking the Spanish mackerel. So good run of them. And then speckled trout fishing, we got every day a group of guys that are looking, guys and girls, because we definitely have some female captains in the mix. And they're looking for the speckled trout and starting to catch the first drum of the summer right now, too. And finally, along the beaches, it's just, again, Spanish mackerel. A sting silver is a good choice, a cast and retrieve from the beach or from the pier. A gotcha plug, if you're out on the pier, will also work really good. And then a few sea mullet, a few pompano. That's about it, really, unless you get to sheephead or a stray flounder. It's a great day to be on the Outer Banks. That's my fish report for you.
We're at Juan Cheese Marina with Brenda right now. And, Brenda, the question on everyone's mind is, how has the fishing been?
Fishing has been great. The inshore boats still finding the speckled trout and the sheep's head. They've been finding some really nice red drums. Most of them are over the slot limit, so yeah, you have to let them go, but boy, have they been some nice fish. Our nearshore boats, Spanish mackerel, bluefish, and the ribbonfish are back. So there's been quite a few of those. Dock is lined with silver this afternoon.
On those ribbonfish, y'all have fish cleaning there, too, and that's good. That's a tough fish to clean.
Oh, it's a very tough fish to clean, but boy, is it an excellent eating fish. People just love them.
Offshore action?
Offshore, yep. They've been finding, there's been some billfish releases, the yellowfin tuna. Nice mahi around here the last couple days.
I was talking to some folks from Georgia yesterday. They had a great day fishing, and then one of the things they were doing is they were getting that catch cooked up with the Landing Grill.
That is a great thing. You go out there, go fishing, get your catch, have it clean, come in here, and we fry it up for you, give us some hush puppies, french fries, to the coleslaw. Nothing better to finalize your fishing trip with eating what you just caught.
And then you have the steam bar. We got those local oysters, clams, shrimp. That's top notch.
Get your steamed seafood, have a nice cold beer, sit in the air conditioned glass enclosed steam bar, watch the boats come and go, which go on all day here. So there's always activity around here. And of course, the dolphin boat that goes 4 times a day, along with a sunset cruise in the evening. There's something always going on out here at the Juan Cheese Marina.
What's the website and the telephone number?
JuanCheeseMarina.com, or give us a call at 252-423-3157.
Oregon Inlet Fishing Center, here is today's report.
They did have good catches yesterday. They came back with dolphin, yellowfin tuna, some wahoo, blackfin tuna as well. Nearshore had ribbonfish, blues, and some Spanish mackerel. And the inshores had speckled trout. And Miss Oregon Inlet had ribbon fish, croaker, mullet,
tell a friend about
trout.
The OBX
have the safari dolphin
next
tours
OBX
too.
Fish
people
cast
love that.
Will be
we have plenty of room
next
today.
Friday.
We have a 7:30 going out at 10 o'clock. We do have plenty of people for the sundown cruise, but there's still room for others. So come on down.
How about the Miss Oregon Inlet trips today?
Well, Miss Oregon Inlet has a morning trip. I have the afternoon, so we have plenty of room on that one, and also on that sundown fishing cruise. That's 6 to 8, and that's been very popular.
And if you want to see all the catches that are being caught at the Oregon Inlet Fishing Center, what time do you expect the boats back?
4 o'clock. Typically 4, 3:30, 4 o'clock.
And how about that website and telephone number?
Okay, Jody, our phone number is area code 252-441-6301. And the website is oregon-inlet.com.
This is the OBX Fishcast. We release a new one each Friday. Tony Lombardi's with us, walkingangler.com. And Tony, today we'll be talking, if you're new to the Outer Banks and you want to get some surf fishing in, some things you can do to help usher in some more success.
Sure. Well, you know, we're right now in the middle of the summer. A lot of visitors are coming in, and they're looking for a new adventure, something special to do on their vacation. You know, maybe they've been thinking about fishing for years and really never took the time to look into it. Well, you know, now more than ever is a great time to explore that new hobby. You know, fishing's been outstanding really over the past couple of months here. We've seen sea mullet and we've seen trout and flounder and some really big pompano in the surf. So, you know, the fishing is there and it's just ready for someone to try something new. But, you know, anytime somebody starts a new project or a new hobby, you know, it can be frustrating, yeah, for really anyone. You know, where to go and what to use. And, you know, there's a lot of questions about, you know, this new hobby that they want to get into. You know, there's dozens of places to fish. You know, you got the bridges and you got the pier and you've got the surf and, you know, you've got the Hatteras Island and you've got the northern beaches. So really, you know, what do you do? What's the new angler do? Well, you know, my suggestion, the first thing is to stop by a local tackle shop. You know, they can help identify, number one, the best rod and reel to use, provide you with any proper technique, but more importantly, the freshest bait. And then really any tips on special places, times, conditions, or regulations that they must follow. You know, a lot of visitors, Jody, this time of year, they bring their own gear. And yep. A lot of times that gear it's not salt ready. Uh-uh. You really need something that's going to be, you know, a heavy duty that's going to withstand, you know, this harsh environment with the sand and the salt and just everything, you know, related to this area. So those are some of the things that I would look at first is you know, attempt to get some information. I think we talked last week, you know, you catch more fish the night before. Well, that's kind of really the plan that you need to use as a new angler so you can be successful.
Of course, Tony, when you go by the tackle shop, some people who are just getting started, they might think, I'm going to sound like an idiot asking these questions. But Tony, I think you can assure folks that the people that have the tackle shops in our area have probably heard every question in the world.
Absolutely. And there's no such thing as a bad question. And the professionals at the tackle shops and on the fishing piers, they're there to help you. They look forward for you bringing over this trophy fish over the railing or you know, in the surf. And then bring your fish in to get their picture taken. They'll put it on their website and it'll be celebrated. So yes, they're very helpful and they do everything they can to help you be successful.
Well, so Tony, you mentioned that if people are not familiar with surf fishing on the Outer Banks, don't bring the freshwater gear. That can lead to bad things. But what are some other common mistakes that the newbie to Outer Banks surf fishing may make?
Well, again, you said oversize the gear. bring in gear that's designed for freshwater and not saltwater. You really want some heavy-duty gear, not really heavy, but something that's going to withstand our environment. You don't want to oversize any of that gear. This time of year, most of the fish we catch are in the pound or less size. So you want to start small. You want to get a two-hook bottom rig, some small hooks, probably a number four or a J hook. Definitely don't oversize that rigging. You know, get advice. Make sure that you talk to the tackle shop and the Pier Pro. You know, even check with other anglers who may be on the surf with you. They may be able to say, you know, I caught that fish with this particular bait. Look for moving water. It's important that fish will be in moving water more than they'll be in standing water. And then look for structure. Look for holes, pilings, and then some temperature changes. And how do we determine a temperature change? The color in the water. Fresh bait. Use what's in the water. If there's a bait fish that's swimming in the water, try to use something like that. Use sand fleas. One product that I've really enjoyed using is a synthetic bait. It's called Fish Bites. And they've just been the rave in the last couple of years. Don't be afraid to move. Go up and down the beach. Look for fish. Look for birds. Look for places that could hold fish. And all of these things you can pick up, you know, just by observing the area that you're fishing in. And don't be afraid to change gear or tactics. If your hooks are too big, maybe even go smaller than a number four. Maybe use a different type of sinker where the sinker or the bait will move along the beach instead of holding in place. And then most importantly, if you come from the north or from the west, the sun in this area can be hot and can get sunburned quickly. So you want to wear a hat, you want to use sunscreen, and you especially want to drink lots of fluids. And that's fluids like water to keep you hydrated.
What about those cold beers, Tony, that are in so many folks' coolers?
Well, let's save the cold beers for when we get finished with fishing off the beach. It's probably the best place to do that. And that way you can have a great time and catch a lot of fish and then celebrate that when you get back to your cottage.
One thing you discussed last week in the OBX Fishcast is you got to get up early or you got to go out there a little bit later, like far as the evening is concerned.
I'm a firm believer that the water is cooler in the morning and in the evening, and fish are more aggressive during those times. So, yeah, I recommend that you try to get up early, try to fish, before 7, before 8, and then head out at 6 in the evening and, give it a try. Those are really the prettiest times of day. So even if you're unsuccessful catching fish, you can really enjoy our beach.
And, of course, you want to have a cooler with some ice in to keep your catch cold.
Exactly. If you decide to harvest a fish, it's very important that you keep it on ice. You don't want it to sit in the sun or you don't want to sit it on the beach. And you just don't want to put it in a bucket with water. A lot of the anglers will, put their fish in a bucket and fill it with water and say that's fine. That's where they live. That's where they swim. Well, that's a good way for the fish to spoil. So you want to keep plenty of ice and you want to keep your fish there.
And of course, Tony, if you decide to release the fish, you want to release the fish promptly.
Exactly. You know, the fish has scales and has a slime that's on its body. And those items are there for their protection. It keeps them from developing a bacterial infection or if they get injured, to actually get sick. So if you're going to release a fish, use a wet rag, keep your hands wet, and allow the fish to be revived when you put it in the water. When you catch a fish, they're really going to go under a lot of stress. And the fish may just say, well, I've been caught, I'm going to give up. So a lot of times we need to hold the fish in the water and we need to move it back and forth until it starts putting, water through its gills. And then it swims off on its own. So if you're going to release the fish, make sure that you release it carefully.
Been talking to Tony Lombardi. WalkingAngler.com is his blog. Tony, what can we find the blog right now?
Well, we have a lot of information on the moon and sunrise. I have tide changes that will help most anglers, determine what's the best time and day to fish.
Excellent. Tony Lombardi, thanks for dropping by the OBX Fishcast.
Thanks, Jody. Have a great day.
This has been the OBX Fishcast. Again, we ask you to tell a friend about the OBX Fishcast. Next OBX Fishcast will be released next Friday. I'm Jody O'Donnell.